You're listening to Talk Radio Europe. Online, on mobile, on the TRE app, your smart speaker, and on air. This is TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump has reiterated his threat to Iran's leaders, saying that a whole civilization will die tonight unless they agree to a deal. Mr. Trump said the world would find out if what he called different, smarter and less radicalized minds prevailed in Iran. Here's our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette.
President Trump keeps ramping up his rhetoric because what he wants to do is not just move the markets. He wants Iran to submit to his diktats. Remember, even before this war began, how Steve Witkoff said that the U.S. president was curious as to why Iran had not surrendered when there was a U.S. military buildup in the region, because President Trump thought, wow, that's such a big threat. We're such a major army, which they are. Why aren't they giving in? And perhaps he thinks that the more the rhetoric gets, the more he ramps up the rhetoric, the greater the chance that Iran will give in. And Iran has made it absolutely clear it will not submit to his diktat.
The US says it's carried out strikes on military targets on Hagg Island, Iran's main terminal for oil exports. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have said they'll retaliate beyond the Middle East and deprive the US and its allies of oil and gas if Washington crosses red lines. The Israeli military has warned Iranian civilians to avoid train stations and railways today. The Iranian authorities have reportedly cancelled some train services in response to the alert. Daniel Desimoni reports from Jerusalem.
In a social media post this morning, the Israel Defense Forces gave what it described as an urgent warning to train users. There's an internet blackout in Iran, meaning social media will be seen by very few. Reports from within Iran say there have since been attacks on railway bridges, with one incident said to have killed two people. Israel's military said it carried out a wide-scale wave of airstrikes. Iranian media linked to the authorities say 18 people, including two children, have been killed in early morning strikes in Alborz province near Tehran.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance has launched a scathing attack on Western European leaders, saying they'd failed to stop the war in Ukraine and also claiming they'd interfered in Hungary's forthcoming election. Speaking in the Hungarian capital Budapest alongside Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he said he was a role model for how Europe should be led.
I'm here because Viktor is a statesman, and we have seen so much talk in European capitals about the need to end the war in Russia and Ukraine, and we certainly agree with it. The war would have never started if President Trump had been president 4 years ago, but now that it has started, probably the two leaders who have done the most to actually end that destructive conflict have been Donald J. Trump and Viktor Orban in Hungary.
World News from the BBC. This is
TRE.
There's a pawn shop on the corner
in downtown Fuengirola.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. Gold's up. I just cashed up 12,000 euros. I can't believe my luck. A few gold coins, an old broken watch, and a few gold chains that I've not worn for years. And Linda came with me. She only had a charm bracelet and her dad's old pocket watch. 12,000 euros.
If you've got anything, call us in or come to the shop and we'll give you the very, very best price we can. Never a better time to sell at the moment. Call us on 609-529-633. It's Anthony. It's a name you can trust.
You'll now also find Anthony's open in Puerto Banús at the back of El Corte Inglés next to the Thai restaurant Naga. Telephone 622-907-000.
TRE, Talk Radio Europe.
Lifestyle Show.
Selina McKenzie.
Slow Siesta song comes from Chaka Khan and Through the Fire. It's 3:10 and you are listening to The Lifestyle Show. We are doing our Tuesday twirdle, and for those that have been with us right from the beginning, your second question is: two brothers who were pioneers of flight. two brothers who are pioneers of flight. If you've just joined us, the first one was its shell can have as many as 17,000 pores and you normally eat it at breakfast time. So I just want the first letter of each of those answers. And after our next, what shall we do? Our next song, our next have a break. I will basically be giving you a clue very shortly. But here, if you think you know, is how to get in touch.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95.
Those trying to justify current life in Iran should really watch the stark reality of this deplorable situation.
Stephen Ritson.
If we could press a button and somehow it becomes a, you know what, liberal Western-style democracy with a fair deal for the Iranian people as far as their natural resources are concerned, great.
Europe Today.
Iraq, Libya, you know, a few examples where regime change was chaotic. Plenty of deaths and misery and suffering. And then when they weren't chaotic, it's left-leaning.
Europe Today, presented by Stephen Ritson.
Weekdays from midday.
Say in Central and South America and so on. Replace it with fascists, like literal fascists, with the Hugo Boss uniforms and everything. So that's the thing. Be careful what you wish for, I suppose.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
Abbeygate, the English insurance broker looking after your health cover needs in Spain. As well as speaking your language, we work with health insurance companies like DKV, Asisa, Casa, Helvetia, and many more. This means that at Abbeygate, we're able to offer the very best cover for you and your loved ones. Get a no-obligation quote today at abbeygateinsure.com. Call us on 951-277-455. 951-277-455. Abbeygate, the way insurance should be.
TRE.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Very good afternoon to you. You're listening to The Lifestyle Show and your clue is coming up after Everything But The Girl. Everyone, Everything But The Girl, okie dokie, your clue is coming up. So, to erode or to put on the body. To erode or to put on the body. Now, if you've just joined us, actually, I'll give the third one first for those that have been with us the whole time. It's only fairer. So number three is one of these a day keeps the doctor away. One of these a day keeps the doctor away. If you think you know it now, here's how to get in touch.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on plus 34 645 99 6795.
So for those that have only just joined us, let's give you the first three then. So don't forget your clue is to erode or put on the body. And I'm going to give you three questions. There is one more to come. And I want you to take the first letter of each of your answers, which will make an anagram. So your first question was, it shell can have as many as 17,000 pores and you normally eat it at breakfast time. Number two, two brothers who are pioneers of flight. And number three, one of these keeps the doctor away. If you think you know, well, if you know, you know, basically. But if you think you know, then let me know. In a world where medical breakthroughs meet everyday realities, we bring you voices that cut through the noise.
What happens to a lot of people when they try to come off of their medications, they stop them too fast, not realizing it. They feel horrible, and then they're told, oh, see, you're having a relapse of your illness. This is why you need to be on meds, and people get stuck in this loop.
Sometimes these voices expose how everyday choices can shape our body's future.
Because alcohol itself is a neurotoxin, and therefore the effects of too much alcohol leads to a condition called burnout. Wernicke's encephalopathy, which is an alcohol-induced dementia, basically, which is partly vascular.
Join me, Selina McKenzie, on our medical special on The Lifestyle Show, Thursdays from 2 p.m. here on TRE, where you can get a glance of the truth behind your health. That didn't start right. I'm going to stop you, Denise Williams, and start you again. Well done, Anna H. in Mallorca. She has got it correct after just three. We'll do the fourth one after this.
While you're gone, boy,
That's what friends are for. Our American guest isn't there yet, so I am going to give you question number four, the final question. I forgot to say well done to Peter Brooks in second place and to Margaret in third. Your final one is a herbaceous perennial plant known for its thick, edible and very tart reddish pink stalks. My grandma used to give me a bag of sugar in a brown bag and we used to dip it in and it was quite sour. There were some extra clues. A herbaceous perennial plant known for its thick, edible and very tart reddish pink stalks. If you think you know, here is how to get in touch.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 9967 95.
TRE.
Talk Radio Europe.
Dave Hodgson.
Back in the early 2000s, a young boy called Matty fell in love with a football team called Arsenal. It was the glory days when they were winning and doing very well indeed. But it wasn't to last. And inevitably, the football team let him down.
Daybreak.
Matty is a little bit upset today. So, Matty, we send you all our love, prayers and appreciation. Thank you, Matty.
I can't believe you just done that.
Join Dave Hodgson on Daybreak, weekdays from 8 a.m. here on TRE.
US Tax Consultants bring you Daybreak on TRE, specializing in Spanish and US taxes for expats since 1965. USTaxConsultants.es.
Going out for tapas or having a full dinner? Taking a siesta or having afternoon tea? Mediterranean breakfast or English breakfast? With Línea Directa, you can enjoy the best of both worlds. What you love most and our car insurance. A perfect mix with the best coverage and 2 months free. Discover why 9 out of 10 customers recommend us. Switch to Línea Directa. Call 919-181-130. 30 years of insuring what matters most. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Just coming up to 25 past three, now our final guest has written the biography of Sylvia Moy, Motown's first certified female in-house producer and songwriter, and one of the authors behind classics like My Sherry and More, Uptight, and a slew of other time-honoured tunes. To tell us about her book called It's No Wonder, welcome to the show, Marjena Christian.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Right then, I mean, we mentioned My Sherry and More and Uptight, so she worked with Stevie Wonder.
Yes, she worked with Stevie Wonder, and that's a bit of an understatement because she helped Stevie Wonder during that crucial sweet spot, which wasn't always sweet for him, where she helped him transition from that little Stevie Wonder stage into Stevie Wonder. And she did so working closely with him. And it all began with a groovy song called Uptight.
Ah, brilliant. Everything is all right.
All right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad to say that some of the people that she worked with, we know them. They're very well-known names now. But she's not so well-known, is she?
She's not so well-known. And that's the irony of it. And it's not unusual for songwriters and producers to be unknown. So that part isn't unusual. But what is unusual is how she made history in so many ways, pioneered and opened doors for so many women, not just in Motown, but in the music industry in general, and that she's not as well known in that regard. And that's what stands out.
Yeah, and I would imagine back then it was difficult for a female to do that sort of job.
Yes, it was very difficult. Some things I observed were patterns. And as it related to female songwriters, most of those women were married and they were partnered with their spouse. And when you were partnered with a man during that time in the 60s, 50s, it was a lot easier. But it was more complicated to find your own way if you were not partnered in that regard. And for Sylvia Moy, she was solo. And so while it was difficult being a female songwriter, it was even more difficult trying to even think of or be considered to be a producer. So that's what made what Sylvia Moy did so unprecedented, especially during that time.
Well, yeah, because it was amidst racial strife at the height of the civil rights movement, wasn't it, as well?
Yes, it was. So not only was she dealing with race issues, she was also dealing with sexism. There were power structure issues. And then just the roles of women in general as it related to the music industry. So there were multiple layers of obstacles that she had to constantly navigate, all while just simply wanting to do something so wonderful and beautiful, which is creating music.
And how do you think she did that, Marjana? I mean, during your research for the book, did you get to know her personality?
I got to know her personality, and I did not get to know her personality by having met her in person. I never had that pleasure, but she blessed me with something even more pleasurable. I was able to learn and find out about her while doing this research. And I'd like to say her spirit would always come to me. You know, you hear about 3 o'clock a.m. as the bewitching hour, but she faithfully, we wrote faithfully, and I could feel her presence, her spirit, and I learned so much about her as a person. She was very laid back, very mellow, but she was a thinker. And she was not one who moved on feelings, but she moved on facts. And she was just a wonderful woman who did so much. And many people mention and observe that she was quiet. What I found through my research is just because you're quiet doesn't mean you don't have anything to say, because she did so many interviews throughout the years, and I found them in some of the most odd places and just about every book you could imagine, places where people wouldn't even think to look. So I learned a lot from her. She guided me throughout this process, and she's guides me. So what a wonderful woman Sylvia Moy was.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And she must have been quite a strong character, because in all this adversity, what with the civil rights movement and being a female in that day and age, you know, she never gave up, did she?
Oh, she never gave up. And there were times where it got difficult. And that's a great observation on your part. There were times when it got complicated, but she would get saddened and overwhelmed by things, but she just kept pushing. She just kept moving along, no matter what was going on, no matter what was happening. It was as if she had faith. And, you know, faith is you don't see what's going on, but you just trust the process. And I would say that Sylvia Moy trusts the process more times than not. So her faith really carried her through, and as it carries Stevie through as well.
And did she, you mentioned that she was single. Did she ever have a relationship?
Oh, yes, she had a relationship. And she actually had a child as well. And she was told that her child died shortly after giving birth. But she never believed this. Until the day she died, she always held on to hope and always not always said, "I wonder where my son is." Aww. And so they say that a mother knows. Sadly, only one person really believed her. And that was, you know, someone who was there with her at the time. But she did have a relationship, and she wrote about love. So you can't write about love unless you know about that. And so that was something that she did often in her music.
Yeah, of course. And what made you decide to write it, Marjana? And how did you actually do all the research?
Well, I had no clue who Sylvia Moy was until the end of 2021. We were dealing with the pandemic, and like so many people, I was glued to social media. That was my outlet and portal to the world. And I happened to have seen on both Instagram and Facebook a posting, a beautiful picture, which is classic of her in the studio with three members of the legendary Funk Brothers, Motown session musicians, and Stevie Wonder on a piano stool sitting next to her. It's a beautiful picture, the only female in it, but her face seems to speak so much. There's something she seemed to have been saying. And when I saw this image of her, so many people not only talked about her beauty, but they talked about there was something in her eyes, almost a sadness. And they wondered, what is this? And why didn't we know more about her? She made history in this regard, but we don't know her. And that stood out to me as well, because I came from writing for African-American pioneering publications. And the first thing I did was did my research to say, well, if anybody wrote about her, I know these publications would have. And when I did not find any articles or stories about her, it was it really made me start to dig a little bit more.
Yeah. Are any of these photos in the book?
They are beautiful photographs. And the photograph that where she first spoke to me is in the book as well. Yes, it is.
And I'm guessing she must have won quite a few awards.
Oh, yes. She won several awards throughout the years. There's the BMI Awards. And then Stevie, the songs that she did with Stevie were nominated for Grammy Awards as well. The first one, actually, for Uptight. And so this woman, her track record, the awards, the honors and accolades, and one accolade that I'm so blessed and happy to know that she was able to see through was to be inducted into the prestigious Songwriters Hall of Fame, where she had made was only the second African-American woman to be inducted at the time when she was.
And we've mentioned Stevie Wonder. Did she work with any of the other greats like Marvin Gaye?
Yeah. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, she returned the favor. Marvin Gaye was one of the people who helped to discover her.
Ah.
And she returned the favor and helped him with a big old hit, along with a woman named Kim Weston. And they did a duet of a catchy song called It Takes Two.
Ah.
So she worked with Marvin Gaye and repaid the favor. And so Marvin Gaye, she also did wonderful songs with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, specifically My Baby Loves Me, a beautiful song. And so she also did a song with the Isley Brothers. It was one of their biggest and only major hits while they were at Motown. This Old Heart of Mine, mm-hmm. Is Weak for You. And so she did work with many other people. And and that was the wonderful thing about her career. She proved that she was solid and that she could do hit songs. And then she started working with the one and only Stevie Wonder.
And sadly, she passed away in 2017.
Yes, she did. She made her transition in 2017.
It's a shame, isn't it? But did she stay in the industry for the rest of her life, or did she just not?
No, she stayed in the industry for the rest of her life. As a matter of fact, she had her own production studio that she had built in her home, and then used that facility specifically for production work, where locals and others who were in the industry actually worked at her studio as well. And so she continued to work in the industry, and she worked with other people, and she continued to produce and write. And then she also worked with organizations to help nurture and foster others, specifically teens and those who were at risk, because she wanted to show the power and beauty of music and how music is healing and helpful. And so she was able to do that as well.
Yeah, she sounds like a great lady, and she certainly broke some barriers.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She opened doors for those who are still walking through that door. And still, while being a female producer during that time was difficult, it's still very difficult and complicated. There are but a handful, if probably less than that, of women of color who are producers. So when she was doing it in the 60s, she was really like a dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm sure she was. Well, for our listeners, we're selling the book, as always, on our website, Talk Radio Europe. It's called It's No Wonder, The Life and Times of Motown's Legendary Songwriter Sylvia Moy, and it's by Marjana Christian, who we're speaking to now. Marjana, do you have anywhere we can find out more about you? Are you on socials or a website?
Yes, I'm on all of the socials. I am on Instagram. I'm on Blueski. I am on X, formerly Twitter. I am on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And you can find out everything as well on my website, which is www.marjanachristian.com. So anywhere, hey, Google me. You'll find me as well.
We will do. Well, I'm going to say goodbye now. Thank you so much. And we are going to play a Stevie Wonder song, because why not? We should do. We should play a Stevie Wonder song. Thank you so much for your time, Marjana.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your love. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate chip and kisses full of love for you. Oh, yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate chip and kisses full of love.
Stevie Wonder, Do I Do. What a great chat about Sylvia Moy. Now then, let me go through them one more time. Oh, well done. I keep forgetting to say people. Well done, Chrissy in Callahonda. You're number four on our leaderboard. I'll go through them all now for today's TRE Tuesday Twirdle, and then that will be it for today. So I'm going to give you four questions. I want you to take the first letter of each of your answers, which will make a word, which will be an anagram. And your overall clue to the anagram is to erode or to put on the body. Question number one, its shell can have as many as 17,000 pores and you normally eat it at breakfast time. Number two, two brothers who were pioneers of flight. Number three, one of these a day keeps the doctor away. And number four, a herbaceous perennial plant known for its thick, edible and very tart reddish pink stalks. And as an extra clue, you can eat it. My grandma used to give me a bag of sugar, brown bag of sugar, and used to dip it in and eat it, and it was very, very sour. Probably not healthy at all, but it was way back when. Josephine in Competer sent me a message saying, hi Selena, happy Sunday, we're loving the show. Thank you, and also thank you for waiting, because I know you sent this quite a while ago.
On your Sunday selection, not only you can request for your favourite song.
And Jason, I'm not sure that I agree. I don't really think this sounds like Barry White. What do you guys think?
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
You can also learn new stuff.
Please, can you play Ticket to Ride by the Fab Four, who legend has it played 292 gigs there. Wow.
Indulge yourself or your loved ones with a nice song on your Sunday selection, presented by Selena McKenzie. Sundays from 11 a.m. here on Talk Radio Europe.
Playing out with a request by Ben and Abby, who said, please, can you play it just before one, because we'll be in the car. Drive carefully. Here's the Eagles and Hotel California. Have a great Sunday afternoon.
Your Sunday selection with Selena McKenzie.
Selena, you're a complete and absolute disaster, darling.
Midnight, we Warwick and Deja Vu. Well done to Dave and to Stella. We almost got to seven, but not quite today. So today's Tuesday twirdle was the shell that can have as many as 17,000 pores and you eat it at breakfast is eggs. The two brothers were, of course, the Wright brothers. One of these keeps the doctor away, apple, and the thing that's very, very sour and I used to eat with sugar is rhubarb. The overall clue to erode or to put on the body, you had an E, a W, an A, and a W. No, that's wrong, isn't it? Did I do it wrong? No. An E, a W, an A, and an R. Unscramble it and you get wear. To erode is to wear and to put on the body is to wear. Oof, it's been one of them days today. So Stella in sixth place in Cabapino, Dave in fifth, Chrissy and Calahonda in fourth, Margaret in third, Peter Brooks in second, and Anna Majorca in first. Well then to you all, we will do another one next week.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
Remember when going out without an umbrella could ruin your day? Here with Linea Directa Insurance, your only worry should be enjoying everything that makes living in Spain so special. Car, home, motorbike, pets and protection against squatters. We've got you covered. Discover why 9 out of 10 customers recommend us. Switch to Linea Directa and enjoy full protection with the best prices and coverage. Call 919 181 130. Conditions apply.
Are you moving to or from Spain? At Global, we offer all your relocation needs from immigration, relocation, and international moving. Global is the only international mover in Spain with a 5-star rating in Google. Members of FIDI in Spain means we are audited yearly by Ernst & Young on our standards and procedures. GlobalInternational.com will offer a 5% discount to anyone mentioning Talk Radio Europe. GlobalInternational.com with offices all over Spain and headquarters in Madrid. See more at GlobalInternational.com, the experts for expats in Spain.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show.
Selena McKenzie.
Change my life. Like a fool, I kept on waiting. Ooh, for a change of heart. And there ain't no use in pretending. I'm going out, right out of my mind.
Can't take it, can't take the pressure.
Over and over, round and round we go.
I can't take it, can't take the pressure.
to be stronger. I just wanna break down and cry. Always lying awake, wishing you take the pain from my life.
Bone and pressure. That is almost it for me for today, but Hannah is next with TRE in the afternoon, followed by a repeat of Viewpoint from this morning with Giles. That's from 6 until 8. And then at 8 o'clock, we go over to the BBC World Service. I'll be back with more lifestyles tomorrow, including our culinary corner, where we'll be making a Greek lemon chicken soup. For today's show, it's time for this.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a wonderful Tuesday afternoon, and I look forward to being back with you tomorrow, 2 till 4 for more. Playing out with Evelyn King and I'm in Love.
We'll be right back. listening to Talk Radio Europe.